Hello. Welcome to our program on careers. I'm Irene Lubin, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'd like to begin today's program with an article which appeared in the Wall Street Journal on the 1st of January. The title is AI Bots Get Autonomy for Some Work Tasks, and the article was written for the journal by Bill Lynn. Artificial intelligence agents have emerged as one of the most exciting aspects of generative AI for business because they take chatbots to the next level, performing complex tasks without any help from humans. These automatons, AI agents, can follow instructions and do things from checking a car rental reservation at an airport to screening potential sales leads. Software companies from Salesforce to ServiceNow, Microsoft, and Workday last year all announced their own AI agents, which they say can help businesses be even more hands-off in areas such as recruiting employees, contacting potential sales leads, creating marketing content, and managing their informant in technology. If these AI agents work as promised, they could also provide businesses with the return on investment that they have been looking for out of generative AI. According to some corporate technology leaders, this means that they have the ability to tie their technology to a reduction in the number of hours the employees work, or even how many new people they need to hire. Clute Nagayan, who is the head of digital workplace at Pure Storage, considers AI agents an obvious boost for each of the data storage firm's employees. Should the executives be the only people who have a ghostwriter or writing their emails or doing their slides? Imagine now all employees have all that power, he said. Still, more AI agents can mean more problems, especially in cybersecurity, according to market research and IT consulting firm Gartner. By 2026, at least 15% of daily business decisions are going to be made autonomously through AI agents, up from 0% in 2024, Gartner said. But also by that time, 25% of enterprise breaches will be tied to AI agent abuse. Here are some of the companies that have started using artificial intelligence agents to do their products and operations. First, Johnson & Johnson. At New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson, AI agents are being used to help the healthcare giant with the chemical synthesis process and drug discovery. Once a promising pharmaceutical molecule has been identified, according to Chief Information Officer Jim Swanson, it needs to be measured for its cost effectiveness and its reliability. And there are a lot of variables to consider in doing so, from temperature to which reactions are being optimized. The solution for this is an autonomous artificial intelligent agents that can determine the best time to conduct a solvent switch, a process by which one solvent is swapped for another to crystallize a molecule and actually create the drug. Swanson said, without the help of these technologies, Johnson & Johnson scientists would go through multiple iterations of the same process manually. We're using agents now to take that content with all of those variables and figure out how, when's the next time to do the switch and actually execute it, he said. The agents are combined with traditional machine learning and digital twins, essentially the digital replicas of real-world entities in order to speed up the process, he said. Still, J&J is proceeding with caution. It is being mindful of this risk with autonomous agents that could be creating bad behavior, Swanson said, such as generating biased information and outputting hallucinations. Employees review the outputs and its agents, he said, but the company is still figuring out just how that oversight can be done more systematically. And then Moody's is next. Artificial agencies at Moody's are becoming key players in research at Moody's, the New York-based financial analysis and software company. Many aspects of research, including industry comparisons and looking at the company's Securities and Exchange Commission filings, were already outsourced to no lower cost means outside of the U.S., said Nick Reed, the company's chief product officer. Now, some of that work is being done by autonomous AI agents, specifically those that work in conjunction with other agents. The company has developed a total of 35 agents, some for smaller tasks such as project management, and linked them up with agents for supervising them, creating what Reed calls a multi-agent system. Moody's agents are given specific instructions, personalities, and access to data and research. As a result, they can come to different conclusions, especially for complex topics such as analyzing the financial fitness of a company that appears to be healthy but is facing geopolitical risk. It's almost a bit like your ability as an individual person, Reed said. What we worked out is that an agent is better at not multitasking. And then there's eBay. eBay is using artificial agents to help to write code and create marketing campaigns. The company also plans to roll out agents that can help buyers find items and sellers list good. To make it all happen, the San Jose, California-based online marketplace created its own agent framework that can help to use several large language models in the background, said Nitzan Merkel-Bibrov, who is eBay's chief AI officer. The agent framework functions as an orchestrator, dictating which AI models will be used for certain tasks, such as translating code and suggesting code snippets, Mikhail Brobrov said. As its agents become more sophisticated at the job, they will be able to act more autonomously, more code on their own, line by line, as human developers would, he added. As employees interact more and more with the systems, it also learns their specific preferences, he said. Finally, Deutsche Telekom. Telecommunications giant Deutsche Telekom has rolled out an AI agent for its employees to ask any question about internal policies and benefits, and for its services staff to ask questions about their products and services. About 10,000 employees are using the AI agent each week, said Jonathan Abrahamson, who is Deutsche Telekom's chief product and digital officer. Deutsche Telekom also is experimenting with letting the agent, which it calls Ask-T, perform tasks on behalf of employees, Abraham said. For example, an employee who wants to book his next vacation can now ask it to put the leave request into the human resources software system on his behalf. The following article appeared in the Wall Street Journal on the 14th of January. Fake job postings proliferate, prompting frustration. This article was written for the journal by Lynn Cook. It is a common feeling when looking at a job listing online. The title is perfect, the pay is right, and the company seems like a solid place to work. But you also wonder if that job is real. Lots of job seekers have a story about the postings that linger online but never seem to get filled. These so-called ghost jobs, the roles that companies advertise but have no intention of filling, might account for as much as 1 out of 5 jobs advertised online these days. This is according to an analysis of internal data by Greenhouse, a hiring platform that examined the clients' job postings and hiring action during the past year. Greenhouse and LinkedIn recently have begun tagging job listings as verified in order to give workers better letter information amid the rash of ghost listings. The listings are dispiriting for workers, leading many to distrust potential employers and to make a difficult process feel rigged against them. Using data that Greenhouse collects from its clients who hire in technology, finance, and healthcare, among other sectors, Greenhouse figured out that between 18% and 22% of the jobs advertised in 2024 were appeals for new workers that never actually got filled. "It's kind of a horror show," said John Strauss, the company's president and co-founder. "The job market has become more soul-crushing than ever. Companies have a number of nefarious and normal reasons for posting not quite real jobs. They might want to suggest that they are growing even when they aren't, or might keep postings up in case they get a candidate who's too good to pass up. The postings add to a confounding market for workers. Economic data are pointing to healthy hiring, though, including a robust jobs report that showed 256,000 new jobs were added in December. At the same time, white-collar workers have said it is harder now to get hired and blame everything from artificial intelligence to tighter budgets. Greenhouse can see behind the curtain on its clients' hiring because its software is used to create job descriptions and to post them on corporate websites and job boards such as Indeed. Greenhouse can also see when a job is posted and who, if anyone, is hired. Strauss notes most of Greenhouse's 7,500-plus customers, which include J.D. Power, Major League Baseball, and HubSpot, don't post ghost jobs, or at least not too many of them. Still, nearly 70% of companies using Greenhouse posted at least one ghost job in the second quarter of last year. And 15% of companies were regular offenders, with 1 out of every 2 jobs they advertised languishing with no hire. The industries with the highest percentage of ghost jobs were construction, the arts, food and beverage, and legal. Serena Dow started searching for a job last January, months before her May graduation from Carnegie Mellon's Tepper School of Business. A scientist by training, she hoped to get an MBA that would propel her into non-technical management roles in healthcare or in the climate technology industry. Out of more than 260 applications, she received 124 rejection letters and ultimately never heard back from 116 companies, including several where she had already made it through 2 or 3 rounds of interviews, flown in to meet with executives of tackled take-home assignments that required several hours of work. She wondered whether some of those job listings were even real. And after putting in the work for other companies' vetting processes, she said she didn't appreciate getting ghosted. She made it to 5 final rounds with no offer. Her breakthrough, though, came thanks to, in part, to her network. Dow applied online for a position with The Engine, a Boston-based startup incubator spun out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. After Dow did her initial rounds of interviews and assignments, a managing partner of a firm where she did a fellowship went to an Engine event and spoke highly of her to one of the hiring managers. People want a candidate that is at 120%, not even 100%, she said. I'm really happy and lucky to be there. Networking might be more key to landing a job than at any point in recent history, and it has to be more than transactional, says Glenn Loveland, who is a senior career coach at Arizona State University's Thunderbird School of Global Management, who worked in human resources with Disney. Authentic relationships are certainly the bedrock of sustainable success. The days of simply uploading resumes to job boards and hoping for the best are rapidly fading, he said. There are many reasons why companies post jobs they never fill. Recruiters, executives, and human resources professionals say. Some companies pause hiring when they lose a contract or are worrying about the economy, and many job ads live online long after the role is filled. Ghost jobs could be advertised to comply with federal law, which requires certain roles to be posted publicly after an external job candidate has already been presented by a recruiter, or an internal hire has been flagged for promotion. Some staffing agencies also post jobs that don't really exist so that they can go to a company and pitch their services by showing off a great portfolio of talented people who could be hired. To give applicants a better information, Greenhouse rolled out badges that attest clients demonstrated that they are responsive to job seekers, which means that they fill almost all roles and write rejection letters instead of ghosting candidates. And late last year, LinkedIn started tagging job listings on its site as verified when it is confirmed the role is real, said Rohan Rajiv, LinkedIn's head of career products. As of late Friday, more than half of the jobs advertised on LinkedIn were listed as verified, the company said. There is no perfect way to discern whether you are pondering a ghost job or not, said Peter Durls, who is chief executive of Kick Resume, a website that uses AI to tailor resumes to job requirements. But if the listing does not have a clear timestamp or was posted months ago, be cautious. Most jobs are filled faster than that. Ads on job boards such as LinkedIn that do not appear on the employer's own website are also suspect. Duras advises calling the employer directly. Talking to someone at the company can help you to find out how serious they really are, he says. The following article is from the Wall Street Journal, the 25th of January. Target drops diversity goals for workforce and black suppliers. This article is written for the journal by Sarah Nassauer. Retailer joins flood of firms retreating on DEI amid pressure from activists. Target, one of the most full-throated corporate supporters of Black and LGBTQ rights, changed its tune Friday. Its stores once featured prominent displays of themed merchandise for Pride Month and for Black History Month. And after the 2020 murder of George Floyd, a few miles from the company's Minnesota headquarters, the retailer committed to increase the representation of Black employees across the company and spend more than $2 million on Black-owned businesses by 2025. The retail giant Friday said it was ending those workforce and supplier diversity programs after paring back its Black and LGBTQ themed merchandise in 2023. Target joins a flood of companies retreating from their diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, policies. Conservative activists have pressured companies to make changes. Target suffered a drop in sales in 2023 after its Pride collection sparked controversy. The same year, a Supreme Court ruling on race consciousness admission policies prompted companies to review their diversity programs. And President Trump this past week issued a blitz of executive orders aimed at ending those programs across corporate America. Target said they were making the changes with the goal of driving growth and staying in step with the evolving external landscape. It's disappointing because Target has really been a great ally in terms of helping emerging brands break through, said Terry Nichelle Bradley, who is founder of Brown Toy Box, an educational toy company that began selling at Target in late 2021 and participated in the retailer supply diversity program. Target linked its business to its inclusion efforts in part because themed merchandise collections for events such as Pride or Black History Month sold well, according to people familiar with the matter. Target's supplier diversity program, introduced in 2021, aimed to provide a better experience for Black shoppers and to use Target's size and scale to create economic opportunity for Black-owned businesses, the company has said. As part of the program, Target invited Black entrepreneurs with early stage startups to join an accelerator program to help grow their businesses. On Friday, Target also said they would end the workforce diversity targets they established 3 years ago, including a pledge to increase the representation of Black employees across the company by 20%. In 2020, when it set that goal, Target said it was in response to internal data showing that its Black workers were leaving the company at higher rates than other workers were. A company spokesperson said it is on track to meet the goals set out in the 2020 pledge. Some of Target's diversity initiatives, including a program to support Black employees, shoppers, and communities called Racial Equity Action and Change, had already been actually scheduled to conclude this year, Target said. Racial equity became an important theme inside Target after George Floyd's murder. One of Target's oldest stores was damaged in the uprising that followed his death. In late 2020, Chief Executive Brian Cornell attended a ceremony to mark the store's reopening. The next article is from the January 19th issue of the Arizona Republic. Nothing is impossible. The sky is the limit. This article was written for the Republic by Nadia Conti, How Three Phoenix Moms Became Entrepreneurs. Every morning, Cecilia Zamudio, Celia Stewart, and Yvonne Callison would work out at the same gym in Mesa without imagining that fate would make them friends, bakers, and ultimate partners when they opened Salito Rose Bakery. One is a born entrepreneur, another is a homemaker, and the third is a visionary. They all have two things in common: motherhood and the commitment to show that they are loved ones, that dreams do come true. They started making protein drinks to sell to gym members, then protein donuts and cookies that they called besitos de nuez, meaning walnut kisses. Our coach gave us a push because he told us, "Bring your things here and offer them to the members." We started a little table and a sign that read Besito de Nuez. Callison, who is 35, said of their early entrepreneurial days back in October of 2023. The prospect of opening a shop enticed them, but not knowing how to go about licensing, ownership, and city and state required permits kept them at bay. Still, they began to slowly look into it by talking to other vendors at Valley Farmers Markets. Ceci would go on Saturdays to investigate what they were asking for. She would send us photos and a list of this and that, said Callison, who is a mother of four children and originally from Querétaro, Mexico. A few months and a husband's motivation, that's all it took. In May of 2024, Cielito Rosa Bakery opened its first shop in Mesa, located on Southern Avenue and Sycamore, where they offer a full coffee bar experience, a wide selection of Mexican pan dulce and desserts, and a trove of beloved sweet pastries such as danishes, macarons, and gourmet cookies. On November 9th of 2024, they opened their second location near downtown Phoenix off of McDowell Road and 7th Avenue, and a third location is already in the works, a testament to the trio's success. For these three moms, it's never too late to start a business. Nothing is impossible. We can all fulfill our dreams. The sky is the limit, Zamudio said. This is all we have time for on our program on careers for today. I hope that you have enjoyed listening in and will enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for listening. I'm Irene Lubin with a scratchy voice, and I'm a volunteer reader here at Sun Sounds.